We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
A legend.
The brother AZ.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Yes,
first
finally.
Time on The Breakfast Club, too, right?
First time, yes.
Wow.
How you feeling, black man?
Oh, feel rejuvenated.
Where?
Revived.
But you put out music pretty frequently, though. It's not like, you know, this is your first project in forever.
No, actually.
Like every couple of years, it feels like you dropped something.
A single. I think the last album was
Do or Die
21,
too?
But before that, it was just singles. That's
okay.
It. Yeah.
Got you. Yeah. I always wanted to ask you, man, why you do Sincere like that in Belly, man? Why you ain't warn him? Why you didn't warn him that you saw some trouble coming?
Listen, when they give you a script, you got to follow the script.
That's
it. It's a script. In reality, I wouldn't even been on the block with the baby in reality. That's a reality, man. No way in the world. I understand that one, but,
word.
You know, man, yeah.
So for people that don't know AZ, don't know the history of AZ, let's start from the beginning. Where is AZ from and what got you into music?
Brooklyn. I'm a Brooklyn guy. Of course, like everybody else, the Sugar Hill Gang, mm-hmm. You know, King Tim III, 1980, that dropped, and hip-hop turned everybody out. You know what I mean? As far as me getting on, that wasn't by design. It just happened, you know, just being at the right place, right time, meeting Nas on the phone, and just happened.
How did you meet Nas? You from Brooklyn? He's
right,
from Queens.
Right.
How did that connect? Because back then, you know, it was borough to borough. Brooklyn right, messed with Brooklyn, right. Queens messed with Queens. Harlem was with Harlem, BX with BX.
Right. It was the homie thing. You know what I mean? My homie knew his homie. Like, yo, my people's better than your people's. Oh, on the phone. Me and Nas was on the phone for a year first before we even bumped heads. And I never asked to get on an album.
Mm-hmm.
I came to the studio. He invited me. Went a couple of times prior to we doing Life's a Bitch and just being supportive, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when we put on Life's a Bitch, I started rapping to myself. He knew I rap because we were going back and forth, but when he heard it, he was like, yo, I need that, man. I need that on the joint. I'm thinking he playing because I think Halftime was out already. He was already.
Halftime, yep.
It was crazy in the streets for him. I didn't have belief for myself at the time, you know what
really?
I mean? But that was crazy. So hopped on the joint and did what it did. He kept it on the album.
Why didn't you have belief in yourself? Because it's like the first time we heard you, on Life's a Bitch. You like, who is that?
Well, who likes their voice the first time they hear it? I mean, when you was on air for the first time, you probably felt
the
way,
right?
Yeah,
I'm with you. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Yeah, I was like, ah. And then he was so critically acclaimed in the streets. You know, streets is, it was like the changing of the guards at the time. And I was like, oh, he's just being cool. You know what I'm saying?
I could argue that Life's a Bitch is the best record on Illmatic. I can argue that when you think of Illmatic, you think of that record.
Yeah, man, looking at you.
I mean, come on.
I'm digging because that album was such a classic album. That one, but then you got, like you said, Halftime, It Ain't Hard to Tell. You got
great records, but I'm just talking about the quintessential crown jewels from that album.
I think that being the last song that they heard, because his tape was so revered in the streets, and it was, everybody just had it before the album came out. Mm-hmm. So I think Life's a Bitch was like the last song nobody heard or expected. So when they heard it, like, because you figure nobody could really out rap this guy right here. Right when you hear him, when you first heard him, when he put me on, I figured he's being nice.
That the music in that song was I think something different. I mean, you think about it, right? Y'all rapping and then you hear the trumpets horns. At the end, the horns at the end, and the horns are going and you riding through it. And it was just that project was just an amazing project.
And that hook.
Yes.
Like I don't care where I was in South Carolina. Right, I don't care where you was at in the world.
Right, right, right.
You felt that if you was in a certain environment.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, at that time, I guess it was a lot in the streets at that time, you know what I mean? And everybody was just trying to figure it out. So I think it hit home. So
who wrote that hook?
Me.
Okay, okay.
That was my joint. Yeah.
So he gave you the beat and you did the verse and the hook and everything?
No, he didn't give me. Actually, LES was playing the beat and I was just in the studio and I heard it. I was in my own zone. You know, back in the days, well, I don't know how I go now. You know, everybody do studios different, but in the studio, everybody's in the studio, you know what I mean? So these three over there smoking weed, them three over there drinking Hennessy, I'm probably over there I'm in my own zone because I'm new. I'm from Brooklyn, the whole Queens crew in there. You know, I'm okay. I'm just meeting everybody, but I was in my own zone. And he heard it. He was like, yo, spit that again. I'm like, get out of here. I told him I'll spit it again. Nah, seriously. And then he like, go in the booth. You know, I spit it. I had the hook already. And then they heard it. They was like, yo, that's it. And, you know what I mean? It went crazy. I was like, all right, keep it. I still wasn't really, you know, I thought it'd be nice. But then he kept it on the album. Wow. I salute him.
Were you there?
Esco.
Were you there for the whole process of that album?
Nah, not the, probably half. Half.
And y'all recorded that in the city or in Queens? Or?
Nah, in the city.
Y'all recorded in the city?
Chung King.
So now that record comes out, right? And people are, like Charlamagne said, who's that? And now, when did you get your deal? Because everybody thought you were from Harlem.
Wow.
Because Sugar Hill.
Because you cover all this on one of the greatest.
That was just a record, though.
I know,
right?
But
I couldn't correlate it, right? Because I didn't know nothing. I knew about Harlem, but I didn't know about, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The whole situation. So Sugar Hill was taking the bitter with the sweet, right? So because LES bought the beat.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? And he already kind of more or less had the hook in his head. I'm trying to figure it out, right? Because I got a couple of verses. I'm not in album mode. I'm trying to figure this whole shit out. Some people already was, you know, got the deals and know what it took. So I had to start from scratch. So, but it's cool. But yeah, what you saying now about
now some people thought you were from Harlem because of the Sugar Hill at first.
Right, indeed. Right.
And so you did that record and then you put Miss Jones on the record.
Right.
How do you hook up with Miss Jones during that time?
At that time we was trying to figure out who was gonna sing on the hook. We had Faith Evans, like a couple of people auditioned and Jones, she hit it. So me being naive to everything, I was just flown. I'm flown. Yeah. Just trying to get to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's crazy. I always assumed you was from Queens until I read up on your history back in the day. And I'm like, oh, he's from Brooklyn. And now I think, I'm like, well, damn, how come they don't mention AZ with the great Brooklyn MCs? Like whenever somebody be like, who the nicest from Brooklyn?
Right.
Like regardless of what borough you would be from, you'd be listed.
I mean, my name come up. Yeah. I mean, I hear it a few times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool.
On One of the Greatest, you talk about a lot of this history. Was that you just letting people know, like, this is how I got on, this is what I've been doing, and this is why I'm one of the best that
ever. Well, you know what? I wanted to show another side of me, right? Because most of the time I rap, it's a lot of bravado, just really just spitting poetry. And, you know, I just wanted to really take them on a tour of really the inception and what I've seen and what I've been through. Just, you know, to take the fans on a little journey with me. Mm-hmm. But. Yeah, I feel like I'm one of the greatest now.
I
feel like that. I feel like I'm good. I got enough albums under the belt. Mm-hmm. You know, I know the greats. I could dance with them. So, yeah, I'm going to title myself one of the greats. It's a fact.
One thing I would say about AZ is coming up in New York, I would see AZ. AZ was always out, right? I would see him at a function, a party, a club, wherever, or out and about. You would never, with too many people.
maybe in the beginning. In the beginning, after a while, I was like, let me figure it out, right? Because early in my career, EMI folded. That was like a slap in the face because, I'm learning the game as we go along. It's a music business, right? Mm-hmm. So now I'm like the foster kid in the business, right? Because I'm going from label to label to label trying to figure it out. So you got a lot of luggage on your back. It's hard to really figure things out. It makes things a little more crazier, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, I was shaving the weight as I was moving on.
Was that just the thing to do back then, though? Because everybody had a big entourage?
What you mean?
Like, as far as being with a bunch of different people.
You know, when you first come in an unknown game, you want to feel comfortable, right? Mm-hmm. You know, certain people do certain things that not necessarily you won't do, but that would do at the time. Meaning, like, I know he ain't going to bite his tongue. You know what I mean? Sometimes, mm-hmm. Yo, hold that down. You know what I'm saying? Or I don't want to hop out the car to go see if I get in the club without standing on the line. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So you need people around for that. Yeah.
You know, Andre 3000 recently said that at his age of 48, he feel like he has nothing to rap about. You clearly don't feel that way.
No. I mean, for me, everybody different, mm-hmm. right? For me, it feel like I'm representing for those that really never made it or mm-hmm. see me made it in my mind. This is me in my mind, like, damn, you know, a lot of homies lost their lives, a lot mm-hmm. been locked up for a while, long time. So I'm like, I'm just representing for them carrying the torch. Mm-hmm. I probably never stop, mm-hmm. mostly.
Now, also through your career, you guys created The Firm. Now, how was The Firm created, and how did you guys decide to pick the members of The Firm?
How was The Firm created? I mean, me and Nas had the idea for a while for my album, from More Money, More Murder. And then from there, I knew Fox, and she was just, at that time, I'm trying to remember how it really happened, but I know Kim was doing her thing, and then I'm like, I know somebody from Brooklyn. He was like, cool. So then we brought Fox to the table, and she was getting high. I think she did the Jay-Z joint. After that, it was Nas brought Mega to the table, and there you have it. And then all the other things took place.
Then y'all decided to do a project with Dre.
Fact. Oh, yeah, okay. With that part, with Nas messing with Dre, and it was written, and he going double platinum made it that much easier. Mm-hmm. Made it that much easier for The Firm to happen. So gave it a shot. You know, everybody was really successfully doing their own thing, you know what I mean? And it made it that easier. And but it was a lot of cooks in the kitchen, you know what I mean? Like management and labels, and it became hectic on that end to really, you know, reap the fruits.
I was gonna ask, because I felt like that project never got the light it deserved, right? Y'all stepped outside the box with Wiretap, your firm biz, I just action. Seen the video the other day.
Right,
but
right,
I felt
right.
like with the amount of artists on there, even when they went from Mega to Nature and you and Fox and Nas, right, I just felt like it should have been a bigger project, but it kind of felt like it just fizzled out.
I mean, it was so much going on. It was just so much, man. You know, you got, like I said, different labels, management, contracts. It was just too much, I think. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I guess after they invested but so much, they figured, like, all right, this is enough. We ain't going to keep burning the midnight oil on this.
Mm-hmm. And whose idea was the Wiretap?
I would say it was mine. So I take that. Because me being in there and Dre doing the beat, I hopped in there, got in the zone. I had an idea, but then Nas came up with like the hook. Yeah. It was a good thing, man. That was good. Listen, they still talking about it.
Wiretap is amazing.
They still talking about it.
I watch y'all Showtime at the Apollo performance pretty frequently. When y'all did Affirmative Action on Showtime at the Apollo, y'all start off sitting at the table.
Yeah.
Do you remember that night?
Do I remember? When I see it, I remember.
Because when I was young, I remember seeing that on TV, and I don't know why that stands out to me so much. And I was watching it recently, like in the last few months.
Right.
You know,
right.
You home on a Saturday night going through YouTube. You're like, let's see if that Firm performance up there.
That was good. Well, we performed Phone Tap. We didn't.
Y'all did Affirmative Action. Yeah. Y'all was sitting at the table. Nas had on the white joint with the cowboy hat or whatever.
I saw it. I'm thinking about the tour. We was on tour, the Bad Boy tour, mm-hmm. when that came out. A couple of people was on a J, so I remember the tour we performed. We had a nice little tour. It was nice.
Y'all was on the Bad Boy tour back in the day?
Yeah, the No Way Out tour, I think, mm-hmm. I believe. It was a lot of people in it. I know for sure Jay was on it. You remember anything? Envy probably was DJing for that. You was DJing for that. I know it was a couple of, but that was a good tour, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? For all of us being together and really rocking, that was good.
How did you always stay out of the your name was never mentioned in beef. No matter what beef happened, and since you were always cool with everybody, whether it was Hov or Nas and Kim and Fox, and
you were
always, but you were never mentioned in the beef, and you never jumped in.
There's nothing to jump in. Like, it's rap. But this is not, you know what I mean? So how many people jumped in any of the rap? Nobody jumped in Jay and Nas beef.
Yeah, they rap, damn near try to jump Nas. The whole Rockefeller jumped in on Nas.
Nas is different, right? Like, when he's attacking, he won't tell you. He didn't say, yo, I need help. I need your come. He'll get low and you don't hear from him. And then he just, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that was him. Kim and Fox, they, you know, they females. They was doing what they was doing. I don't even think they went on wax, did they?
A couple times.
Okay. Not really. A little bars here and there.
Yeah, a couple bars.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing crazy. Mm-hmm. You titled this album, Truth Be Told.
Right.
What truth are you telling?
My truth. You know, mm-hmm. just my truth on when I did One of the Greats, I felt like I was just being personal. I took the title from there. Then all of the other songs were just me just expressing my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
How'd you pick your features? You only got three features on the album. You got Moo Moo Fresh, Fat Joe, Pharrell Munch.
I mean, Pharrell Munch, stand up all day, lyrical monster. He was on 36 Seasons that Ghost did. That was crazy. I always wanted to, you know, do a record with him at the end of the day. Joe was just there. Joe, a good brother. You know what I mean? Actually, from him giving me sneakers, I kind of seen him back to back after that, at the Nas, the dinner thing, you know. I just kept running into him. I'm like, okay, I got Joe, and Joe get busy, and Moo Moo, she was been on a show I supposed to been on. I was like, who is Moo Moo Fresh? And I looked her up. She was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do more music.
Mm-hmm. Her voice is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Rap, sing.
She rap too, right? Yeah. So she said, that's her singing and rapping on the record.
Yes.
What's the show you supposed to be on?
Excuse me.
You said the show.
They was doing a show together.
I don't even know. It was a band, and they wanted me to do the show, and then they had her on it and someone else. I just looked her up. I was like, who I'm doing the show with? You know what I mean? Trying to follow up. So, yeah.
What do you think? Was there any disconnect with, like, you and the industry, like, back in the 90s? Because it feel like you were set up to, like, win and win big.
Yeah, but like I said, when EMI folded, everybody has a label that pushes them. I didn't have a label at that time, so it was a wrap to me, right? So in my mind, I got to keep on going. So I'm going from there to Virgin, from Virgin to Electra, from Electra to more. Like, I kept, the beauty of it, I'd never been dropped, and the beauty of it is they didn't try to shelf me, you know what I mean? So that was a great thing.
Were they making you make music that you necessarily didn't want to make, or?
Nah, I had free will. You know, it was just that, you know, if a label not behind you at that time, now that we know the game, you're not going but so far, you know what I mean? Because it's a lot they got to put in, market, promotion, radio. If they're not 100% behind you, nothing's happening.
You think you get the credit and acknowledgement that you put in all the records that you've done that you deserve, especially this year with 50 years of hip hop?
Right.
You see all these celebrations, and I'm like, damn, I've never seen AZ mentioned in majority of them.
Right. I never really thought about that either. I mean, I'm here. You know, I'm independent. I've been in the game. I think in due time, you know, everything is surface. But I mean, the true heads, they know what it is. You know what I mean? They know. I'm sure. No, but like I said, this is a business. Let's not forget that. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's a lot of things that go behind these names and things that's being done. You know, a lot of sponsorship, a lot of people vouching for certain things. And it's cool. I mean, I'm sure the love is there within the music business and outside. Like, I'm kind of cool. Everybody got a position to play at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I stand on it. It's cool. You know, you got those that's there. You got those that's really there. And you got those that's right here. You know, I figure I'm right here. You know what I mean? And that's my position.
Now, there was always rumors that you and Nas were supposed to do a couple of albums together.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that? When we got the Life's a Bitch, More Money, More Problems.
That's my brother. You got to ask that man. You know what I mean? But I'm here. Whenever you're ready, I'm here.
Did he inspire you, you know, with what he was doing with Hit-Boy over the last few years?
Yeah, facts. He definitely did. I mean, to see him constantly put music out and stay relevant and as his pen gets sharper, it's like, it inspires me, like, that's my boy. And that's what made me just really, of course I had to put Door Die 2 out, but now just staying on it right now. Ain't no like, this my last album, retired. Nah, we ain't doing that.
And where did the visualizer, where did that come from?
Visualizing the realism, they took it from there.
Oh, okay.
They took it from there. They gave me that title.
So they started calling
the peoples,
that.
Peoples, yeah.
Peace on the visualizer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What did you visualize for yourself that absolutely came true in this rap game?
Destined to live the dream for all my peeps that never made it.
And that's it.
That's it. That's all. Can't ask for too much.
You know, the reason I like that mentality, man, is because, you know, you got so many people that are like, oh, I want to be a billionaire. I want to sell 100 million records. Yo, sometimes just being alive is enough.
Yep.
You know, being able to represent for the people who are not here no more.
Great expectations bring great disappointment. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
So have you ever had any expectations for yourself in this game?
In this game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just to stay relevant, and I think I'm doing a good job, you know? Mm-hmm. And staying out the way, because a lot of things are used for marketing tools. Like, you know, when I see things and I can't really understand why it's going on, and you sit back like, oh, I see what's going on. So it's just a game. It's a game of entertainment, I'm figuring out.
Right.
And it's late in the game, but I get it now. Because sometimes I'll be like, why would you want to mess the money up? Like, why is God? I get it now. You know what I mean?
I was
Everybody use
you,
different
yeah.
tools to make their shit move, you know?
That's why I love when people our age still make music, right? Because I'm riding, I'm listening to your album, and you just had one line. You was like, get money, give back, stay out the way. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, that's my life. That's mm-hmm. what I like. That sums up my
Sums up
life.
Everything.
Life, get money, give back, stay out the way.
Becomes beautiful after that.
Word
you know what
up.
I mean? Mm-hmm. And people's, in time, a few people figure it out, and then some people regret it later. Like, mm-hmm. damn, I could have, you know what I mean? Like. So yeah, I'm just enjoying the journey at the end of the day. That's it.
Well, yeah. The album is out right now.
Yes.
Truth be told,
yes, sir.
And we appreciate you for joining us, brother.
I appreciate you for having me. First time up here.
That's right.
And it was great to walk up the stairs. It was a good thing. That was good.
All right, it's the brother AZ.
Yes, yes.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.